And the way we usually wrap up Crunch Time on a Tuesday is with this. But now, since we're flexible, it's a holiday week. We got to talk with Mike Parker. What the hey? Let's do it now.
Mike Parker is a treasure, so we push things for Mike Parker. To Sean McDermott, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get it. Hindsight's 20/20, but you really had no reason to bench Tyrod Taylor in the first place. He had literally one bad game against a really good team in the Saints, and you panicked and decided to go with the rookie Nathan Peterman. Taylor has a 91.4 rating this season, which is 14th in the league. He has 11 touchdowns, only 3 picks. More importantly, he had your joke of a team with a winning record before you sat him. And now you're 500 because Peterman rewarded your moronic decision by throwing 5 interceptions in the first half of your loss to the Chargers. The Chargers. He's the first to throw 5 picks in the first half since the NFL-AFL merger. You know why? Because he's a rookie. Then McDermott has the gall to tell reporters he doesn't regret the decision, he regrets the results. Yeah, because God forbid you have any sort of accountability for your horrible decision-making skills. The worst thing he said, though, is that making the switch was in part about winning now and about winning in the future. Yeah, that's a really good way to get fired, dude. The NFL is a win-now league, or you'll be selling groceries, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Who's the coordinator who insisted throwing the pass instead of running Lynch? Daryl Bevell.
He's still there, though. Yeah.
Who still insists that was the right call, which it's the opposite. You lost the game. Yeah. You ended the game.
It's actually the opposite of the right call. It's the wrong call.
Oh, and you know what's my favorite? I would have done the same thing again and lost.
No, you wouldn't.
Amazing.
You would change it because you just failed by doing that.
Ironically, to Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Dangerous.
With so much attention on another blown kick in the clutch by the Blair Walsh Project and Pete Carroll's double dunderhead decision to waste the timeout on an obvious incompletion and call for that fake field goal near the end of the first half.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
So let's talk about Wilson on the final drive. No timeouts. He has that almost scramble just across midfield. 46 seconds to go. He hits Jimmy Graham on a 5-yard pass over the middle. That cost 16 seconds. That's a third of the game.
He was open, Steve.
Then down to the 30 when he checks down. I'm sorry, down to 30 seconds. He checks down again to McKissick. But he catches a break when an Atlanta defender gets hurt. They had to stop the clock, or they may never even have gotten off the ill-fated kick. Because they were able to set as the ball was spotted, but he nearly cost them a shot at tying. In those situations, inside literally 45 seconds, with no timeouts, 5 yards is not worth the trade-off. As we ask,
what are you doing?
That fake field goal was a thing of beauty. My God, that was the easiest fake field goal to stop in the history of the NFL.
Did that blow up quickly enough?
Oh my God. To Lonzo Ball, I ask.
What are you doing?
I like part of this, but the eyeball test gets an F minus for Lonzo here. The Lakers lost to the Suns last week, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Tyler Ulis got into a shoving match, and 4 Suns players joined in. A couple other Lakers got into the scuffle as well. One who did not, and literally walked away from the whole thing, was Lonzo Ball. Now, there are a couple ways to look at this. He was quoted after the game saying, "It's the NBA. People ain't really trying to fight. I ain't trying to get no tech," which is absolutely correct. No one in the NBA actually fights anymore because most NBA players are soft and don't want to get fined. But again, the optics here are terrible. You're trying to earn the respect of your teammates, and they need to know you have their back, even if it's in whatever sort of fake fight that NBA players get in nowadays. You got to go through the motions at least. If you don't want to get teed up, then just grab a player, pull him away. Do something other than just walking away acting like you don't care. Because if those guys who fake fought are soft, what does that make you, Lonzo? As we ask.
What are you doing?
to Kansas football fans, which I was unaware even existed.
Hey, they got those. Cool.
I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I'm not taking sides here because Baker Mayfield's obviously a knucklehead, despite being the Heisman favorite. But you know the game's on ESPN. It's national. And you grab your Sooner schooner. That's just weak. But
I almost spit taped. I was drinking something back here.
But equally pathetic are fans of the most inept sports programs. In essence, they're the Browns of college football. To cap an attitude, to chirp, to act like outside of Fog Allen Fieldhouse, anybody even knows you exist, kind of pathetic. Then there's the on-field cheap shot, followed by three Jayhawks refusing to shake hands with Mayfield after the game, always classy and very sportsmanlike. And kudos to KU coach David Beatty, who pulled the captaincy from that trio. And isn't enough punishment that they still play for a team who, since beating, wait for it, Southeast Missouri State, have lost 10 straight? As we ask,
what are you doing?
All wins are big wins in Kansas, Steve. To the U.S. Soccer Federation, I ask.
What are you doing?
Remember last week, I think it was actually maybe 2 weeks ago, when all of those really big nations lost soccer matches and were going to be left out of the World Cup, and we kind of joked on the show that they should just put together the NIT version of the World Cup, because why the hell not? Well, the U.S. Soccer Federation is reportedly actually doing that. They would apparently be pre-World Cup matches involving the U.S., Italy, Ghana, Chile, and the Netherlands. They're exploring whether to make them exhibition friendlies or matches as part of an actual tournament of some kind. All right, here's the deal, U.S. soccer. You're bad and you're small. And by doing this, you are shining a bright light right on that fact for all of the world to see. What's the best case scenario here? You beat all of those countries in the tournament. Hooray! We're the best losers in the world. Worst case is, what would likely happen, you lose to all of these countries too, and now you're the biggest loser in the world on a stage you helped build. So to the U.S. Soccer Federation, you're exhausting, and we ask.
What are you doing?
How's this? To me, I ask.
Ooh!
What are you doing?
I haven't done this in a while.
All right.
So the story broke today about Joe Morgan sending a letter to Baseball Hall of Fame voters about not letting the Peds patrol in. And I've been pretty adamant about it since day one. Fail a test, appear in Game of Shadows, Mitchell Report, confessions. You don't get into Cooperstown. I posted as such today and heard from some of you, but in particular, Scott Wolgamott on Twitter at SWOLG, who brought up the case of Pud Rodriguez, who never admitted, not in the Mitchell report, but aside from Bonds, I don't think anybody's ever failed the eye test worse. He was a beast, built like a combo of a fire hydrant and a brick outhouse. Then testing is implemented, and on this very show, back in around 2004 with my old producer Nate Gorman, we began calling him Slim instead of Pudge. Canseco says he personally injected him, and Rodriguez, very dodgy when asked if he thought he'd be on the Mitchell list with his "only God knows." So I'm rethinking this, and it's disturbing as we ask.
What are you doing?
I would argue Mark McGwire also failed the eyeball test rather severely, by the way.
Yeah, but coming up as a rookie and being a beast when you leave. Look at Ewing as a rookie. Shaq as a rookie.
I'm just saying he had like Popeye arms by the end.
I get it. But like I said, a lot of people have shown his 87. It's like, don't show rookie. I want to know what he looked like in like 90, 92 or so.